Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's a little Stevie Ray bringing this back, a little SRV, the late, great SRV. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three. That book's won 5 international awards, thethirdingredient.com. Check those out. Jessica Moser is our guest, our new friend. Not for long, though. We're going to get her back. She's got a lot more to teach us. Senior VP of Small Business Solutions at MetLife. MetLife.com, is that right, Jessica? Is there a specific?
Absolutely.
Is there a slash small business section there we need to go to? How did we find the survey?
Yes, actually, it's www.sbindex.us.
All right, sbindex.us. So check that out, folks. MetLife and U.S. Chamber do a quarterly survey of small business conditions, their optimism, and what did you find? And it's quarterly too. So, what did you find in the third quarter of this year?
So, the one of the biggest takeaways is that for the sixth quarter in a row, optimism is up, and so the number is 69.7 in the third quarter. So that means almost 70% of small business owners have a positive outlook about their company and their local small business environment.
Mm-hmm.
We found from the small businesses that the perception of the national economy continues to grow at 55% positive, and that's actually the highest mark in the history of the index.
Wow.
Generally, good news. Revenue expectations are strong. Over half, 56% of small business owners are expecting increased revenue next year, and a quarter of small business owners expect to increase their headcount. So overall, the news was quite good. And interestingly, from a competition perspective, 18% of small business owners say their local market is more competitive than it was 6 months ago.
That's really good
news. So I could give you more. I could go on with all
yeah,
these stats. But
we're going to get into that. But that's good news because that means that the rising tide is lifting all boats. Because, this is what happens. What you're getting from these results of your survey, to put a little background into them, Jessica, is we just came through on Main Street. We just came through a lost decade. I mean, we were in close to a depression on Main Street America for a decade, from about 08 from 09 to 7 to through 1916, 2016. We were in a lost decade there, and so even though sentiment kind of went up a little bit in the early part of 2017 and from then on, still we worship at the throne of results, Jessica. And that means that we don't really get excited until we see the evidence. We need to hear the ka-ching of the cash register. And I think what you're seeing in the rising of how they feel about the national economy, that's the reason they're giving you two different opinions about the national and the local. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's right. I think in general, when people in general and small business owners in particular look around at their local economy and what they can influence, and
right,
these are people who are, you know, doers and mm-hmm, achievers, there's more of a sense of confidence. Yes, I can make this happen.
Yeah.
And so I'm never surprised when that local economy numbers higher. But the fact that the national economy has gone up and continues to go up, I think, is an even greater sense of optimism, because it's like I got my stuff, but I also see it all around me.
Well, so yeah, and you feel like, okay, I'm taking care of my boat, but is the sea going to fall out from under me like it did in 2008? You know, and
right,
if they feel like that tide,
all my best
the overall tide is lifting my boat, and my boat is tight, then that makes them feel good all the way around, and that's when the animal spirits get unleashed, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. And then that kind of builds and builds and builds, right? And there's it's the virtuous circle of the better I do, the better I can do.
Right. Now, one of the things that's part of the animal spirits is something that you guys bored into this time with regard to borrowing, how small business owners feel about borrowing money. And give us a report on that. Tell us what they told you about that.
Yes, right. So I said earlier we ask a couple of new questions every quarter to kind of do a bit of a deep dive. This quarter we talked to the small businesses about access to capital. And overall, it continues that good news because small businesses are looking for capital to grow. The access to capital for small businesses is currently strong because most can get it. We did do a little bit of a deep dive to understand, is it hard? Is it easy? Is it somewhat easy? I would say the data shows that one in five who got capital said it's very easy. Two in five said it was somewhat easy. And under a quarter say it's hard to get. But in general, those that are looking for it are getting it.
Well, and that's exactly right. And now one of the things that's missing in a lot of the research that you have to ask different questions for, and I'm not saying that you're not asking those questions, but that is that you have to realize that the small businesses that came through that lost decade and succeeded and survived, they've got their numbers to the point where they can grow with their own resources. And so borrowing among small business owners is slow coming back around in this recovery cycle. And I think you guys seeing some of that in your records. Hold on to that thought, Jessica. I want to get you to respond to that after the break. We'll talk about that and more about this survey, folks. And don't forget, it's sbindex.us. That's how you can find out more of the MetLife U.S. Chamber Survey of Small Business Optimism. Tintail, stay with us. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.